Topic 119, Nature of Man. 1. When the public mind has apprehended, even somewhat, the following briefly stated facts, the trend of popular education, the object of political science, and the goal of economic and social endeavor will take a new and better direction. These facts might be summed up in the following postulates. 1. Man is, in essence, divine. This has ever been enunciated throughout the ages, but remains as yet a beautiful theory or belief, and not a proven scientific fact, nor is it universally held. 2. Man is, in fact, a fragment of the universal mind or world soul, and as a fragment is thus partaker of the instincts and quality of that soul as it manifests through the human family. It must lead to the education of the public as to the nature of man and the development of the powers latent within him, powers that will set him free from his past limitations and that will produce in the human family a collective repudiation of the present conditions. When men everywhere recognize themselves and each other as divine self-conscious units functioning primarily in the causal body, but utilizing the three lower vehicles only as a means of contact with the three lower planes, we will have government, politics, economics, and the social order readjusted upon sound, sane, and divine lines. 3. Man in his lower nature and in his three vehicles is an aggregate of lesser lives, dependent on him for their group nature, for their type of activity, and collective response, and who, through the energy of activity of the Solar Lord, will themselves later be raised and develop to the human stage. When these facts are understood, then, and only then, will we have a right and just comprehension of the nature of man. From a Treatise on Cosmic Fire, pages 809 through 811. 2. That inner man has ever been known to be there, and the kingdom within has ever been proclaimed, until HPB came and gave out the same truths from a new angle, giving an occult turn to mystic thought. Now comes the opportunity for man to realize the laws of his own being, and in that realization, those who stand on the verge of intuitional apprehension of knowledge and those of scientific bent who are willing to accept these truths as a working hypothesis to be utilized as a basis for experiment until proven false, will have the chance to solve the world problems from within. Thus will the Christ principle be manifested on earth, and thus will the Christ nature be demonstrated to be a fact in nature itself. From a Treatise on Cosmic Fire, pages 814 through 815. 3. Spirit uses the soul, or the ego, as a vehicle of enlightenment, and the ego uses the lower quaternary as its medium of expression. From A Treatise on Cosmic Fire, page 819. See also the topic, The Constitution of Man.